Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I think the common denominator with all people is that every single person has a problem, right? We all have problems every single day. I mean, just today, I'm dealing with something in our vehicle that's causing a problem, right? Listen, everybody has problems. But what's interesting, in the concept of success, oftentimes the problem isn't the problem. The problem is how you think about the problem, what you think about the problem. It's your thinking around the problem. Let me say that again. The problem is rarely the problem. The problem is the problem of our thinking around the problem. And listen, you might think this is just semantics. Let me give you an example. What happens if you have an event and you sell out with tickets? Your event sells out. Well, now you got a problem. And some people actually don't want that type of problem. So they actually try to sabotage their own success. You might say, Carrie, that's crazy. No, I meet people all the time who don't want problems. And so they purposely stay small. They purposely sabotage their success. They purposely don't want to grow because growth means different types of problem. Well, guess what? The problem isn't the problem. The problem is how you think about the problem in that situation. In other words, every business was created to grow. Every author was designed to expand their reach. Listen, that's a good problem. I love what my business partner David says. He says oftentimes when we have this problem, let's say our webinar fills up and we have too many people and not enough seats. What David tends to say is, he says, Carrie, this is a quality problem. In other words, don't forget the little blessing in there. Don't forget the gratitude. Because if you just say, well, you know, we ran out of webinar seats, and listen, that's a good problem. And the problem isn't that you ran out of webinar seats. The problem is you're thinking around the problem. Upgrade. Who cares? It's going to cost you a little bit more money. Who cares? Your impact is going to grow. These types of things. Listen, this last year we made a commitment to say, you know what? We're just going to do a daily show. We're going to reach out to people. And you know what? We're probably going to attract some people who aren't happy. People are probably going to get upset. People are probably going to get angry. We're probably going to get haters. In other words, for a long time, I didn't do that type of reach. Why? Because, I don't know, maybe subconsciously I didn't want that problem. Maybe I kind of thought in my mind, you know what? It's safe. Everything's controllable. Everything's predictable. And that was the problem, my thinking around the problem. The problem isn't getting haters. The problem isn't getting people upset. Listen, if you are reaching people, if you are making an impact, you will get haters, complainers, people who are upset. My problem wasn't the problem. It was my thinking around the problem. I want to challenge you today, whether you have a teenager who doesn't want to talk to you, whether you got a spouse who's angry at you, whether you got friends who are takers from you. Listen, consider the fact that that isn't the problem. It's your thinking around the problem. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Go ahead, post below. What's the problem? Is that really the problem, or is it your thinking around the problem? This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I'll tell you what, that little thought by my friend Dan Sullivan, that challenged me. That got me fired up because there's plenty of problems in my life. And you know what? It's not the problem. It's my thinking around those problems. And I've closed some of those gaps personally and professionally. In fact, that's why we're having a conference called the Igniting Souls Conference, where we literally, the theme is close the gap. Because I think in our lives, we all have these gaps that are holding us back from who we were created to be. Listen, let's close those today. Let's retrain our thinking around the problem. Let's do what David does and say, be thankful the moment we have a problem and say, listen, this is a quality problem. Because if you're going to grow, if you're going to impact people, if your influence, your impact, your income is going to increase, you will have additional problems. And that's a good thing. This is Carrie Overbrunner. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.